Well, I'm not quite sure. The only thing I could consider is the fact that I believe Dean just decided that enough was enough. The breach between the two sides of the building was such that he felt as though it would be a detriment, I think, to the football program, and I don't disagree at all.
That's Marty Schottenheimer. We're joined by a guy who's followed the Chiefs in the NFL for many years, one of our regular correspondents, Rick Goslin. How are you?
I'm doing great. They're doing better than Marty Schottenheimer these days, Nick.
Well, you know what? I guess he could be doing worse. When you've got a resume where you're just fired, the only person in 80 years to be fired after a 14-win season. Is this where does this rank as the most bizarre thing you've seen in the NFL?
He only got fired in Cleveland after a playoff season as well. It is bizarre to have this thing drag out this late. I mean, you got the best team in football. All you have to do is come back and play to the same level you played last year, and you got a good shot of going to the Super Bowl. And now, here it is, a week before the combine, the Chargers are starting a coaching search. And they've got, in addition to hiring a coach, five new assistants. It's crazy that this thing has gone on this far, but you know, it's been coming to a head that the two principals haven't talked to each other in a year.
Well, that to me is childish. It's unprofessional. I don't care what the excuse. How could it have happened? I mean, nothing could justify it. And the other side of it is, as much more reasonable as it might sound when you hear Dean Spanos talking about how he'd had an agreement from Marty that the core of the coaching staff would remain the same, and it has not. You've lost Wade Phillips. You've lost Cam Cameron. But still, the fact that Dean Spanos allowed this to fester, where they absolutely had to go through, as Marty talks about it, and I'm biased. I mean, Marty was my coach, but I know that he is going to reach out, as he said he did. So when this happens such that they have to go through an intermediary, that sounds to me like an extremely untenable and unprofessional situation.
And that's a problem for ownership. I mean, they had such a great thing going. You'd think they'd want to make it work, somehow make it work. And Dean Spanos had to be the referee in this dispute, and he didn't do that. He just let it fester and fester and fester until he reached his point. But let me point out, this is not the most bizarre thing, Nick. I'm sitting here in Dallas. In 1993, Jerry Jones fired a guy who'd won two straight Super Bowls. So there have been more bizarre situations, but to go this late, yeah, it's a little out there.
Here's a little bit more from Marty.
I was not surprised. I thought that, you know, we've done a pretty good job here over the last 5 years. We came in here, we worked very diligently, and we were able to get the franchise in a position, I think, where certainly we recaptured the interest of our fans, and we made progress in winning. Now, our inability to you know, be successful in the playoffs has been documented, but the broad body of work, in my opinion, indicated that we were making progress.
And that's because of the courtesy of ESPN, we're able to bring that to you. But, you know, let's look at this a little bit more deeply, because you've seen all multitude of conflicts between owner, general manager, and head coach. I know that the main criticism of Marty, sort of like what keeps coming back until the Super Bowl, it did for Peyton Manning, was you can't win the big ones. Marty can't, you know, win in the playoffs. But is that enough to justify this?
No, again, at this late a date, nothing can justify it. I mean, if you're going to, you know, cut bait on Marty Schottenheimer, it should have been done a day or two after that playoff loss. Then you got Cam Cameron, you got Wade Phillips, you got any number of qualified head coaching candidates to fill in and basically maintain your staff. But to wait this long, their options are very limited. You know, the buzz you hear is Bill Cowher. Hey, Bill Cowher is Marty Schottenheimer's best friend. He's not going to go work in San Diego in those conditions. You know, Jimmy Johnson, he's got a pretty good life in the Florida Keys. He's not coming back. Pete Carroll, if he ever leaves Southern Cal, I mean, he's got a kingdom going there. You know, the Chargers are really in a bad way right now.
The other side of it is that is so naive to me, and I'm hoping that we can get Al Saunders, who was fired by the Spanos family, to give us a little bit of an insight, because they've matured. It's 20 years later. They've been to a Super Bowl. They were killed in that Super Bowl, but they've had some success since 1987, 88, when Al was the head coach. But still, you look at the ownership, and they've got obviously some talent. They've done some things right, but the lack of insight that it's going to be possible to recruit people more effectively than when, with Marty still there, that Marty would not be the person to be able to bring in quality people to a 14-2 team with tremendous talent and confidence on all sides of the ball.
Yeah. You know, Marty Schottenheimer had entree. The guy's won 200 career games. How many coaches have won 200 career games? I think he could have put together a competent staff to make a run at the Super Bowl with this team because he's Marty Schottenheimer. I'm not sure the Chargers can now do that. Coaches may be reluctant to leave given the tenuous nature of who they're going to hire. This could be just an interim hire here. I don't think you're looking to hire a guy now for the long term, for 5 to 10 years down the road. You're just trying to get a guy to get through this season.
And they're talking about Rex Ryan, Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary, I think, eventually could be a great coach. In fact, if you look at the other young guys hired this year, why not hire a Mike Singletary? But what do you think the chances are that the Chargers could even win with a more difficult schedule this year, even 11 games?
Well, especially if you bring in a Mike Singletary. I think Mike Singletary is going to have a great future as head coach, but there's going to be a learning curve. You know, this is a team that's on the brink of a Super Bowl. You can't have a coaching mistake that costs you a game or two. You know, if they want to win now, they're going to have to go get a veteran coach. They're not here to develop a coach. They're here to win a Super Bowl with this team. And that's going to be the tough call that A.J. Smith has to make.
Here's some more Marty Schottenheimer.
That has been my policy throughout my career in the National Football League as a coach. I believe that if a young man or a veteran coach, for that matter, has an opportunity to move forward and to advance his career, to gain more responsibility, then he should be given that opportunity. And I have, as I said, throughout my career, that has been a means by which I think we've been able to produce a lot of guys that have gone out there and done an extremely fine job.
One of them being, of course, a guy named Tony Dungy. Another guy being Bill Cowher. I mean, this is the normal, the commonplace protocol that when you have a great opportunity in front of you, the head coach does not stand in the way.
Yeah, I think what bothered Dean Spanos is that he had a lame duck coach, and Marty wanted to give his coaches the chance to get out. And all these coaches would have been out the door anyway. And A.J. Smith is thinking, I got a chance to win a Super Bowl here, and all my coaches are leaving. And I think that was probably the breaking point. The fact that,
it sounds to me, Rick, it sounds to me that they really just didn't have respect or appreciation that Marty has some skills on his own. That it's almost as if he was a CEO. You hear about the CEO model of president. He was a CEO head coach. You've heard this, with some other head coaches around the league, like a Bill Parcells from time to time, and that the offensive and defensive coordinators, they do the job of the X's and O's. But in reality, the head coach creates the culture itself. So how true is it that losing those quality coaches could not be made up?
Well, I think Marty was going to be able to put together a competent staff. I think the problem is I don't think the San Diego organization holds coaching in very high regard. If they think they can unplug Marty Schottenheimer and plug someone else in today and win a Super Bowl, I think that's a little bit short-sighted. You got to, put in new schemes now because your coordinators are gone, your head coach is gone. You're starting with scratch with a very talented football team.
And you've also got the players. I mean, emotion is more important in football than almost any other sport. You've got the players 100% behind Marty Schottenheimer. And even if they like the new head coach, that level of belief, not only in the intellectual displacement of the system, here's what we do, but seeing your head coach lead by example, seeing him have loyalty to his players, criticize his players appropriately, not in the public, have loyalty in the long term over 4 and 5 years, that just can't be replaced.
And the other thing is, this is the second consecutive offseason they put that locker room through trauma. Both Schottenheimer and the players wanted to keep Drew Brees last year, and that was A.J. Smith's call because he wanted to get Philip Rivers on the field. Now you got to deal with the loss of a head coach.
You know, I think the final say for me, Rick, is that perhaps that A.J. Smith felt like he'd won, that he had proven that Philip Rivers was indeed good enough, and that proved that he did know what he was doing. Well, thanks for joining us, my friend, and let's check in with you next week, but appreciate all that you do.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks, Rick Goslin. Dallas Morning News, Rick Goslin, one of the best writers covering the NFL, DallasMorningNews.com. When we come back, John Clayton, the professor, to weigh in on Martygate. We'll be right back.